Blog Talk Radio.
Oasis, oh, verbal, we in the game.
It's going down.
Yeah,
Yeah, I laugh in the face of a struggle. Yeah, it is right here, man. That's the real one. Woo!
When the world is against you, what you really gon' do? Do you fold like a coward or do you trust the God in you? God gives you a dream and he's counting on you. Don't let your troubles get you down, use your faith to get you through. People pressuring me when I try to make my way, I trust in you, Father, and talk to you. Every single day, see, it's a lot of disrespect when you don't have money. For some reason, if they got it, they seem to look at you funny. You wasn't always where you at, why can't you sympathize with me? Looking at the situation, but this is not how it's gonna be. Shooting at me with your bullets, but you can't see me. My life is hidden in Christ and he has a master key. It's good I've been afflicted so I can learn my father's law. And I'ma take it all in and turn and give it to your all. So when the world is against me, that's what I'm gonna do. Remain faithful, God is for me, so I'm gonna stay true, homie. It's what you're gonna do. It's what you're gonna do. What you gonna do? Yeah. Listen, you try to preach, you try to teach, you try to reach, but no one wants to hear your speech. So what do? It can get discouraging sometimes, but wait a minute, Christ is giving hope through these rhymes. I guess they don't understand, I guess they don't know. Without Christ in our lives, homie, we really can't grow. Grow into everything he wants us to be, but you keep rejecting me like you can clearly see. Today when you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. He was right there with you from the very start. Now you're rejecting him so you can live your life. Just realize there's no life outside of Christ. You gotta keep the faith even when they slander your name. It all comes with following Christ, so there's no need to blame. Come join me and let's get crunk in the Savior. Come on, man, don't even worry about your behavior. Father, help us to do what we got to do. And when the world is against us, help us to keep trusting you. Yeah. What you gonna do? It's what you gonna do. What you gonna do? Can you stay true? And that's for real. Yeah, like the words of my pastor, Joseph Hogan. He said, don't focus on the problems that's around you, but focus on the God that's around your problems. The God that's around your problems. I'm out this peace for real. So what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Really? Can you stand on faith for real? Standing on faith. Just shall live by faith. By faith. Oasis. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? God got your back. But the world against you? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? When the world is against you, what you really gonna do? You gon' fold like a coward or trust the God in you. God gave you that dream, he counting on you. Your trouble shouldn't get you down, your faith will get you through. Feeling pressure from people, I just be trying to make my way. Still trusting you, Father, and talking to you every day. It's a lot of disrespect when you ain't got money. If they got it and you don't, they gonna look at you funny. You wasn't always at the top where your sympathy at. I'm not gonna always be like this, just watch God bring me back. Shooting bullets, knowing that you really can't see me. I hear my life inside of Christ, you couldn't see me on TV. Passing trials of blessings because we learned our Father's law. I'ma take it and flip it and then give it to you all. So when the world is against me, it's what I'm gonna do. Keep my faith and come on me, not what about you. What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? You try to preach, you try to reach, you try to teach, but they don't wanna hear your speech. So what you do, it can get discouraging sometimes. Wait a minute, Christ is giving hope through these rhymes. I guess they don't understand, I guess they don't know. Without Christ in our lives, bro, we really can't grow. Today when you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. God is always with you from the very start. Now you rejected him, trying to live your life. Just realize there's no life outside of Christ. Keep your faith, even when they slander your name. It comes with following Christ, so there's no need to blame. Come join me and let's turn up in the Savior. Come on, man, don't worry about your behavior. Father, help us do what we got to do. And when the world is against us, let us keep trusting you.
What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true?
Already worked a lot of hours for a little bit of pay, and then they hit you when you off. Come out coming today. They change the rules in the middle of the game. It's a shame. For a little bit of money, fools are blowing out your brains. Switching the lanes in the Suburban when I'm riding, trying to let the youth know that Christ is arriving soon. They think they got time, but they don't. They acting like they got your back, but they really won't. Bust a grape in the grapefruit fight. I'm just saying, y'all wrong, I'm right. Or if I'm wrong, then I don't want to be right. And I'm just saying, if you right, I don't want to live that life tonight. I'm earning stripes cause I'm going through the go-through. Going through the pain and the pressure and it hurts too. Trying to let you know, God got it and he sees you. Trying to let you know, I'm just here to let you know.
I like that. I like that. Yeah, that's off of that album, The Gospel of Jesus Christ. Now yours truly, your homie, Oasis. What's cracking? What's happening? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here. You are now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. And shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. And we own it. We own it. We done started that series, right? The first part was Get Your Mind Right. That was last broadcast. Last Saturday. Now, this Saturday, part two is titled In the Church, In the Wilderness, with the Angel.
Mm-hmm.
In the Church. Yeah, you get that stuff going on between you and God. That's the church, right? All right. In the wilderness, too. God, sure enough, will lead you up in there, but with the angel, though. Yeah. Hashtag God with us. Because you know the angels, yeah, they represent God.
That right.
And God himself, he come through that thing. Either through his angels, or himself. So, thank you, Father. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, man. In the church, in the wilderness, with the angel. And, you know, we got that from the scripture, so we're going to read that today, too. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, being in the church, in the wilderness, with the angel, can't be a bad thing. You know what I'm talking about? It can't be. We shall learn and grow today. Yes, sir. We have scriptures to feed your faith that will help you put, okay, and keep your faith in God. Yeah, we got those scriptures to feed your faith. Mm-hmm. That will help you put and keep your faith in God. Yeah. Feed your faith. Faith likes to be fed. I got a daughter named Faith. She says she got two stomachs. Yes, sir. Faith likes to be fed. Yeah. Feed your faith. We feed out. My daughter and me. My faith in God, too. That right? Yeah. Yes, sir. So, I will let you know this, though. There are some good, powerful blessings and lessons learned in the church.
All right.
In the wilderness with the angel. Mm-hmm. Hold on, scratch the record because I don't think they heard me up in here. Yes, sir. I will let you know this. There are some good. Yeah, capitalize G-O-O-D. Capitalize all of them. Yeah, all the letters. Powerful. Capitalize all of them too. Good, powerful. Blessings and lessons learned in the church, in the wilderness with the angel. We are with God. And that's one of the best things about being in the church, in the wilderness, with the angel, God with us. You know, did you know that Jesus is God with us? All right, then. You know what I'm talking about? With that being said, let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives, Father. Thank you for letting us get to know you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, Father, for showing us how to obey you and letting us hear what you're saying and do what you're telling us to do, Father, all by and through your Spirit and your Son, Jesus the Christ. Father, you just continue to have your way. Let us continue to submit to you and resist the devil and make him flee. Father, we thank you for everything, your grace, your mercy. Thank you for what you are doing in our lives, what you have done, and what you're going to do. We acknowledge you. You told us to acknowledge you in all of our ways, so we are just acknowledging you like you said do. So let us continue to obey you. Let us continue to worship and praise you and thank you and trust you and learn of you and yield unto you and let your will be done in our lives as you get all of the glory, Father, from it. In Jesus' name, thank you for your scriptures today. Thank you for this topic. Thank you for everyone who's tuned in, Father, to hear from you. Yeah, you transform us. Yeah. As we don't conform to this world, you transform us, you know, into the image of your Son. Have your way in Jesus' name and get all of the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. We up in here. You all tuned into When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. You know, did you know Jesus is God with us? Yeah, he is God. You know, that's his name, Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. Not a God, but God with us. Jesus is God. Okay? Not only is he God, but Emmanuel. Jesus is Emmanuel, and Emmanuel means God with us. Jesus is God with us. Not only is he God. Yeah, Jesus is God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and God is Jesus. All right, we can say it like that. God is Jesus. What? Jesus is God. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, these three are one. What? Make me get into it right now, bro. Break it down right now. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. But we appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We transparent and authentic over here. You know what I'm saying? Not perfect. Unless God mark us down like that. All right? But yeah, I'm not going to live up to your standards while you're trying to put me on your checklist and say, uh-oh, he doing that? Mm-hmm. What you doing? Uh-huh, what you doing? We got some nerves. Man, God is the judge of all of us. But we are transparent and authentic. I'm letting you know I need Jesus. I can't make it on my own. Yeah, this one, Hip Hop Meets Christ, we interactive. You can call in and interact with us. You can come tune in and go through the chat room with us up in there. All right? We're a worldwide broadcast. Over here, we pray. Just did that. If you got a prayer request, you can do that too. Call in. All right, over here we worship. We about to get into that in a few. We praise, getting into that too. You know what I'm talking about? In the spirit and in the truth. We got them scriptures on deck because that's where all of it come from. The scriptures influence us to pray. The scriptures let us know to worship and praise God. Mm-hmm. So we got them scriptures on deck. And also the problems, our problems in life get solved by us doing something. Yeah, putting our faith in God and then putting our faith to work. Faith and works is alive. The opposite of faith without works, which is dead. So faith and action over here. Get our problems solved by giving them to the problem solver. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, man, we go live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern with that hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. Three chapters of the Bible. Chapter by chapter, verse by verse. Some of those chapters get lengthy, so some of them, you know, we have to chop them up real good, but you know. Yeah, in respect of your time, but you know, we get into it, man. I just read a scripture the other day that Paul preached like from, I'm talking about at midnight, and it was 6 in the morning before he stopped, like God. And he started before midnight, though. So, yeah, when the dude was listening to him preach, but he was sitting in the window, and he, you know, fell into a deep sleep and fell out the window, like three stories down. Yep, they took him up dead, but then Paul went down there and prayed over him, saying, "Now he ain't dead." You know what I'm saying? God put his life back into him too. You know what I'm saying? All this is in the book of Acts, in your Bible. You can see it for yourself. That's why you have to spend time with God. You know what I'm saying? But that man preached a long time. You know what I'm saying? Because you do have a lot to say when God giving you these oracles. Uh-oh, getting a little bit ahead of myself. Yeah, when God give you these oracles of life, and that's what be going on in the wilderness with God. Yeah, oracle. Another word, a synonym for oracle is revelation. Giving you the revelation, the authoritative, highly regarded, and wise communication. God be, yeah, doing that with you in the wilderness. Yeah, in the church, in the wilderness with the angel. Yeah, I ain't talking about no physical church. I'm talking about you, but what goes on in the real church. That's right there going on with you in the wilderness. With God now. Oh, y'all about to make me preach already, but we going to get to that. We got scriptures. We going to get to that. All right? So, we do record live on Tuesdays for that hip-hop Bible study, little buddy, at 7 p.m. Eastern. And we also record live Saturdays with topics from the All-Knowing One at 11 a.m. Eastern, just like today. This topic in the church, in the wilderness, with the angel, and that is scripture, and y'all going to see in a few when we get into it, all right? We do have a call-in number that works only when we are recording live, and the call-in number is 563-999-3702. Again, that's 563-999-3702. It only works when we are recording live. We record live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So appreciate everybody tuning in. If you don't catch us live, you can always listen in the archives. Every broadcast we have ever done is recorded, is ready. Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. You can pull it up at any time. Go through there, look for a topic just for you. Yesterday did a music broadcast. So some broadcast, 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours of music. You know what I'm saying? We get it in. All right, so we got it. We ready. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate everybody tuning in, and appreciate everybody that is a part of this. And let's get ready to worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. Get your heart and your mind on God. Like I say, you got to tune in to God and tune out the surroundings. This is why you see, when you be in church, see people raising their hands. This is why we raise our hands and close our eyes. You start, sometimes you see people crying and everything, man, because God, it ain't just emotions. This ain't no emotional thing right here. Yeah, but God, when God move on you and his presence hits you, hey, it bring the strongest man to tears. Ask Debo. Yes, sir, Debo. Yes, sir. He say he from company. He ain't just play no character like that. You know what I'm saying? He say God the only one. He's giving this testimony before he died. He said, God, the only one that can bring him down and make him cry like that, break him down. So, yeah. So while some people do be caught up in emotions and be playing around with this right here, it's that real over here. This is the presence of God. Yeah, we're born again of God. So, Father, you have your way during this worship. And we appreciate everybody tuning in. Let's worship and praise God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth. Listen to the songs. Tune your heart into God. Yeah. Don't open your mouth and let you say thank you. Or hallelujah. So, you know, my mouth. Yeah, we're about to worship God, man. In the spirit and in the truth. Together, though. Appreciate you tuning in. Let's get it.
Sing it like you mean it.
Just to be close to you.
To the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Just to be close to you.
Hey, here's my desire. Everybody sing it.
Just to be close to you.
Hey.
So glad you died for me. I'm so glad you shed your blood for me. Jesus,
Yeah. Somebody need to hear this. Come on, y'all. Take
casa. I like that. That's how you worship and praise up in that thing. In the spirit and the truth. All right. You are tuned into when hip hop meets the Christ. Yeah, I like that, but I want to get back into that again. That old J Moss done tow up tow up the church. Golly, man. How you supposed to go on from that? How you supposed to go on from that? You know what I'm talking about? Man. Whew. Yeah, we ain't nothing to play with over here. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All up and through here. We appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Yeah, shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic, in the church, in the wilderness, with the angel. This part two to the series. It started off with, get your mind right. You in the church. You in the wilderness, though. Yeah, I'm in the wilderness, but you're in the church and you're in the wilderness with the angel. The angel representing God. God representing through the angel. Okay, all right. Yeah, sometimes you use angels most of the time, a lot of time. Sometimes you use humans. And sometimes he comes through. Yeah. Just how he come through. You know what I'm talking about? And don't use an angel or a human. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, God works in those mysterious ways. But, hey, the pure in heart, we shall see God. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it, man. That was a good worshiping phrase. I like that. Remember this, you can call in when we are recording live. The number is 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. You can listen that way. You can speak by pressing 1. All right? To speak, push 1 on your phone. All right? You can listen on the go. Take your earbuds with you. Like I said, if you don't catch us live or if you do catch us live, you can always pull it up wherever you get your internet service. Yeah, your internet on your phone, what have you. You pull us up, man. Put the earbuds in. Listen at any time. All right? We do go live, though, on Tuesdays and Saturdays. 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Tuesdays, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern. Saturdays. All right? So, don't catch us, though. You can always pull up When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, tune in, man. Got plenty of broadcasts for you to listen to. You know what I'm talking about? Also, got the album, The Gospel of Jesus Christ, on deck. Got that ready for you. Audio book of Look to Me. Got that on deck. I'm ready for you. If you want that, contact When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. Put album or audio book in the subject line. All right. We'll let you know what to do further from there. And also, the good news letters are available to you, to your email, every 2 months on the 15th of the month. All right. If you want to sign up for that, hit us up, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. For sure with it. We moving on because I'm ready to get into these scriptures. You know what I'm talking about? I know y'all be ready like me. And blessed are those that hunger and thirst. That's what Jesus said. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for we shall be filled. You know what I'm talking about? So we're hungering and thirsting for righteousness. We want that word. We want the truth, man. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot going on in the world. But the truth is, yeah, what God says. That's the truth. All right? Everything is vanity. That's what God said. All is vanity. Everything is meaningless. Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotta have Christ for the life. We moving on. Let's go on down to the Knock 'em Down broadcast. Yeah, the Joshua's Wall broadcast. God versus any issue, any problem, or concern of humans. Yeah, if you put it up against God, he gonna bring you out victorious, right? This is the God versus any issue, any problem, any concern of us humans right here. I usually have an issue, but I don't have an issue today, and this is also your chance if you had an issue, yeah, to get it on. Push one and call in or what have you, and let us know your issue, and we can go ahead and get it solved. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we with the problem solver. God, G-O-D, he's going to bring you out victorious. Yep, all the answers are in God, in the word. You know what I'm talking about? In his word, man. The answer to everything, man. So, yeah, God is our problem solver. He's the one that take care of all our issues and concerns that we have, all right? And he always brings us out victorious so we can brag on that. We got true testimonies for that. You see what I'm saying? This is also the segment for the thin-skinned, easily offended people. You're thin-skinned. But the truth hurts, but the truth helps. But those thin-skinned, you better get on. You ready to get up out of here and give you a chance to get up out of here in case you've been tuned in. Itching ears. Yeah, in case your nose itself. Yeah, let me just hear something, see if I agree with what he say. Yo, itching ears, you better get up out of here too. Mm-hmm. This is your chance to either leave or you can repent and get this Jesus like the rest of us. I'm going to play a little bit of the theme music, and you can make your mind up. Itching ears and thin skin, because, yeah, we represent the truth. We understand the truth. It go hard. It hurts, but the truth helps because it comes from love. Jesus is the truth. Mm-hmm. So how you separate the truth from Jesus? If you're looking at Jesus one way, and if you're looking at the truth another way, Jesus is the truth. Yeah, the truth go hard. Like I said, Jesus go hard. He's the Lamb of God, and he's the Lion of Judah. See, y'all don't want to hit y'all ain't ready for it, is you? Yeah, well, let me go ahead and play a little theme music so we can get ready. I'm ready to get into these scriptures, man.
Hey!
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all subsequent witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that don't move are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah, I used to think that it was safe to send my kids to school, but now I disapprove of half of what they listen to. They teach the Bible as unreliable, a vicious rules, they're screaming no missionaries, and yet I see it very clearly
that
they be on
the mission. Yeah, we up in here. This is when hip hop meets the Christ. Shout outs again to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic is in the church, in the wilderness, with the angel. I don't know if y'all know about the wilderness and trying times. And, you know, in the wilderness, the main things, like I said, God is with you. God is the one that leads us into the wilderness. And it tries us because all your resources get cut off in the wilderness, too. That ain't necessarily a bad thing because all your resources get cut off by the source. God is the source, and so he will cut all your resources off so you can get in tune with the source and realize that as long as I got the source of life, the source of all things, as long as I got him, I got more than enough. I don't need to be chasing these resources. I'm ready. We ready? Yeah, we ready. Let's go to Acts. We're going to open it up with Acts, the book of Acts, A-C-T-S, Acts. Did I say it right? Actions, the actions of God through the apostles. But go to the book of Acts, chapter number 7. We'll start off right there. Yeah, in the church, in the wilderness, with the angel. Yeah, in the church, in the wilderness, with the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But let's go and learn what goes on. What do you keep talking about? Where do you get that from? Get it from my father, man. That's why we're going to go ahead. Acts chapter number 7. Go to verse number 35. Acts chapter number 7. Starting off with verse number 35. I'm going to read down to verse number 38. And we encourage you to get into the whole Bible, man. You got to get into the Word of God every day. You know what I'm saying? At least a scripture, but he deserved more than that, but at least a scripture, though. Every day. You know what I'm talking about? 24 hours in the day. 10% of 24 is what? Almost 3, right? 2 hours and 40 minutes. What you been doing with that 2 hours and 40 minutes of God time? Okay, every day. Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Acts chapter number 7. And verse number 35 says, this Moses whom they refused, saying, talking about Moses, whom they refused. They rejected Moses. So this Moses whom they refused, the people refused, saying, and this is Moses came by God, from God, to deliver the Israelites, which is God's people. Okay? So this Moses whom they refused, saying, who made you a ruler and a judge? That's how they did him. He coming to, you know, he sent by God to rescue them, bring them out of bondage. But this is what they said. Who made you a ruler and a judge? The same Moses, though, God did send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel, which appeared to him in the bush. See this? God working through the angel, and he sent Moses to be a ruler and a deliverer. But the people was like, who made you a ruler? God, the one sent him. See how the people are not, you know, they was crying out to God. God heard them. So he sending them somebody to deliver them. And then look at them. Just like with Jesus. He sent somebody to deliver. And then the Pharisees and the religious folk, they still, the world still rejected them. Mm-hmm. Crying out to God, though. See what I'm saying? So they talking about who made you a ruler, but the same one, the same Moses, God made him a ruler and a deliverer and sent him, right? By the hand of the angel, which appeared to him in the bush. All right, we're in verse 36, Acts chapter number 7, verse 36. He brought them out after that he had showed wonders and signs. God brought them out after he showed wonders, showed his wonders and his signs, his works, right, in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. He's showing his wonders and signs. 40 years, verse 37 says, this is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up. And Moses was talking about Jesus in particular right here, talking about Jesus. So he said to the people back then, and I believe you can read all and find this in Exodus, okay? But it is in the Old Testament where you'll find the actual story. So this is verse 37, Acts chapter 7, verse 37 says, this is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren. Okay, from your brethren, like unto me, going to be like me, him you shall hear. You're going to listen to him, though, Israel. You're going to listen to him. You're going to listen to Jesus. Verse 38 says, this is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel. Uh-oh. I told you, we get our topics. They all come from the scriptures. This is Acts chapter number 7, verse 38 says, this is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel, which spoke to him. So the angel speaking to him in the Mount Sinai. All right? And with our fathers, who received the lively oracles to give unto us. That's what this word of God is. This is the lively oracles of God. That's why this ain't just no regular book. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is more powerful than that Harry Potter fake stuff. Okay? This is more powerful than the magician stuff. Yeah, this right here, this is the lively oracles. He was on the mountain. You got to read in the Old Testament and see, what God was doing with Moses in that mountain, and it was dark, and I'm talking about shaking and fire and all that smoke, all everything. But he was getting the lively oracles though, to give unto us. So that's why I said, in the church, in the wilderness, with the angels, with the angel. So let's look at what an oracle is, or recognize, in case you don't know, the lively oracles, the oracles that's alive. So an oracle, like I said, is revelation or authoritative, highly regarded and wise communication. Highly regarded, authoritative, wise communication. Oracle is revelation. So when you read a good book, the good example of an oracle is the book of Revelation. A lot of folk be scared of Revelation. So I'm talking about, I don't know why. Their hearts ain't right, I guess. Lively oracles. That's what's going on right there. All right? This whole Bible, really, though. All right? So an oracle is a revelation. Receiving the lively oracles of God in the wilderness, in the church, with an angel. That's what God got going on. All right, let's go to the next scripture. Now that we got that, let's go. We're going somewhere. Watch. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews. Going toward the back of the Bible. Hebrews chapter 4. You see James, Hebrews right in front of it. You know what I'm saying? And if you see, Timothy, Hebrews right behind it somewhere. Yeah. Titus and Philemon in Hebrews. So Hebrews chapter number 4. Now that we recognize what an oracle is, a revelation, the revelation of God. And we're going to get an example, a real good example of an oracle in a minute. Like I said, revelation. But right now, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, check this out, in case you didn't know about the word of God. Here go what the word of God is saying about itself. All right. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, for the word of God is quick. Another word for quick, another synonym for quick right here is active or alive or living. That's what a lot of people use, living or alive or active. So the word of God is living. The word of God is alive. The word of God, that's why this is not just a regular book. The lively oracles, that's lively, that's alive. And then here we go again. The word of God is quick. It's alive. Mm-hmm. It's living. It's active. Okay, watch this. The word of God is alive or quick and powerful. The word of God is powerful too. So not only is it alive, it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Can you picture a two-edged sword? We usually just see one edge, right? Two-edged though. Some people know about them two-edged swords, ninjas and stuff. Warriors, right? Two-edged sword, but it's sharper. The word of God, this is describing the word of God. Don't get it twisted. Look at what it's describing the word of God with. All right? The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And this is what it does, piercing even to the dividing asunder or separation of soul and spirit. That's how sharp the word is. Separate your soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, that's your bones, right? Inside your bones and your joints that connect your bones, right? And marrow, though, the marrow inside of your bones. And is a discerner, so it's that sharp, though. It's piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner, this is why it's alive, it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's why when you read your Bible, it hits your heart and it'll hit your head. Yeah, it'll make you change your mind. It'll change your heart. It's a discerner. It's alive. It's a discerner. It understands the thoughts and intents of the heart. This is God doing heart surgery through the word. That's why you need the word. It's look at it again. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our heart. Lively oracles. The word of God is alive and is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dividing the spirit and the soul. Huh? The joints and the marrow, that's close. The joints and marrow, man. And then it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Mm-hmm. It'll get your heart right, uh-huh. It'll get you to, get your heart right, then you'll get that mind of Christ. Get that mind right. You know what I'm talking about? Let's go to the next scripture, Revelation chapter 1. Mm-hmm. Just had to brag on the word of God right quick, so don't forget that about the word of God. Sharper than any two-edged sword, shout it. It'll open your heart up. I'm talking about it'll tell you your thoughts. That's on your heart and I'm talking about and on your the thoughts and intents of your heart. Mm-hmm. It's alive. That's Hebrews 4 and 12. Revelation chapter 1. And then we read verses 1 through 3. Because this is the example of the oracle right here. It's lively. It's alive. That's one thing that we learned about the word today is that it's alive. It's living. It's active. It's relevant. You can't just read it like a regular book. Man, please. No other book gonna do this to your heart. It reveals your heart and your thoughts. The thoughts of your heart and the intents of it. Your motives, the reason that your heart thinking like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, you only thought you could think with your brain, huh? Oh, you ain't know you didn't know. Now, did we just read it? It said the thoughts and the intents of the heart, right? All right, then. Mm-hmm. Revelation chapter 1. Yeah. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 says the revelation. Now, oracle is a revelation. In the wilderness, in the church in the wilderness, with the angel getting these oracles. You see what I'm saying? Oracle is what? Revelation. So, Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ. The oracle that Jesus Christ got from God. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto us, his servants. See that? He ain't hiding nothing from you. You his servant, you're going to get everything. The revelation. You're going to get the oracles, the lives, the oracles of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto us, his servants, things which must shortly come to pass. That's why we don't get caught off guard. Because he letting us know what's going to happen in a minute. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. He sent and signified it by his angel to John right here. Jesus used the angel, and then Moses, God used the angel to give Moses the lie of the oracles, right? So, by his angel unto his servant John. Verse 2 says, who bear record of the word of God? He let you know, I'm writing it down for you. So you can read it years later, right? That's one of the reasons, another reason to write stuff down. So the ones after you can catch it. Yeah, and run with it. Write the vision, make it plain, shall we? It ain't going to all happen right there in your lifetime. Oh, yes, Lord. So you got to write the vision and make it plain so the next person can see it and run with it. So verse 2 says, who bear record? John, the one that bear record, he wrote it down, right? Bear record. He's a witness of the word of God. If you record something, that's a witness, that's a record, right? Record something, whether you write it down or record it video-wise or what have you, or audio, that's a record. He bear record, he wrote it down, of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. So that's what Revelation is about. As you continue to read it, we're going to stop at verse 3 right now. Okay? But this is letting you know the introduction of Revelation right here. This is what Revelation is. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show us the things that would shortly come to pass. So verse 3 says, blessed is he or she, right? Y'all come from us, right? And then we come through y'all, right? Okay. Blessed is he that reads and they that hear. The one that's reading it, blessed is he, and the one that's hearing it. Blessed is he that reads and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand, or for the time is now. The time is at hand. We're closer now to Jesus coming back than ever before. Yeah, you heard it years ago. And guess what? You're closer now. We didn't digress and go backwards and get away from him. We didn't get further away from him coming back. Yeah, we getting closer to him coming back. It don't matter how long he takes. A day to God is 1,000 years to us. And 1,000 years to God is 1,000 years to us is one day to God. That's what I mean. 1,000 years to us is one day to God. And one day to God is 1,000 years to our little bitty old selves with our big old swole heads. That's for the arrogant folks. That's for the prideful people right there. Big old swole, prideful head. Mm-hmm. You got to be humble. God let the air out of that big old head. You got that big old head. You know what I'm saying? Got that big, in the wilderness. With that big old head. All right, I'm sorry. He'll deflate that big old head up in the wilderness. Go in there with him. Remember, God is the one that leads us into the wilderness. You just think about with Jesus, too. When the devil came up on him, it says the Spirit led Jesus out there to be tested. You see what I'm saying? So in the wilderness, there are no resources. Told you. He'll cut the resources off. No light. No GPS. Y'all fancy, ain't it? You out there in the GPS in the wilderness, out there in the wilderness with your GPS, and then your battery dead, though. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. There are no resources. No light, no GPS, no cell phones, no friends, is rough. There is rough paths in the wilderness. You'd be like, man, do God, that was Satan be like. And then try to get you to think, God, do you really love me? But then when you read and you realize that, hold on, it's some blessings in the wilderness, because that's what happened with Jesus. And he overcame Satan in the wilderness. Uh-oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We start thinking about what go on. But hold on, there's a rough path. There's rough paths in the wilderness. There's serpents. Yeah, and enemies too in the wilderness. There's scorpions and all kinds of dangers all up in the wilderness. You'd be like, man, God, hey, for real? But he say, I seen you out as sheep among wolves. So you'd be like, okay, yeah, God, let's go. For real then. But that's the kind of response he won't. Don't question. Like, for real? You going to send me? You old flesh and blood, you going to send me? Like, yeah, send me then. See, I have the same thing. Send me. Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead and send me. I'll go. But we start realizing that the best thing about the wilderness is God is there. Yeah. The best thing about the wilderness is God is there. And I'm talking about, and he focused on you. And he cut all your resources off. Okay, let me talk for me. Cut all my resources off so I can focus on him. Yeah, it's rough. Surface and dangers and all that stuff. Scorpions, all kinds of things. Yeah. But the best thing about the wilderness is God is there. Yeah, the devil himself showed up on Jesus. But first, Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit, though. And Jesus handled Satan. He didn't bow down to him. He didn't bow down to Satan when he was in the wilderness. But let's go to Exodus. You got to read your Bible. Exodus, chapter number 13. Let's go. Let's go. Exodus chapter 13. That's the second book of the Bible. Exodus sounds like exit. And this is where God brought his people out of bondage, though. Yeah. Literally, spiritually, physically, all that. Faithfully, godly, brought his people out of physical bondage. He'll bring you out of your spiritual bondage these days. Yeah, and our sins, they'll lock us up. Look, make our body be on some physical bondage too. He'll get rid of that too, though. Yeah, he'll get you out of that too. So Exodus chapter number 13, go to verse number 17. Exodus chapter 13. And we're going to read verse 17, verse 18, and skip down to verse 20. All right, so Exodus chapter 13, starting at verse 17. It says, and it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines. He didn't lead them through there, the Philistines. Although that was near, that was the closest way, that was the shortest way. But God didn't choose to lead his people out that way. Now, Pharaoh had his people in bondage, and God had to make Pharaoh a believer and crush Pharaoh. I'm talking about, man, he just had to drown him. Yeah, drown him and his folks. Because even after Pharaoh let them go, they pursued Israel. You got to read your Bible. It's all in Exodus. So right now we're in Exodus chapter 13, verse 17. We appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, in the church, in the wilderness with the angel, and it's getting real good. Exodus chapter 13, verse 17 says, and it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. He didn't lead them that way. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. He didn't want them to repent and return to Egypt. He wants us to repent and turn to him. You see what I'm saying? Return to him, not no repenting and go back, retreat. No. So that's why he led them around this way. So verse 18 says, but God led the people about through the way of the wilderness. He did what? God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. But they led by God. You see what I'm saying? And it says, and the children of Israel went up harnessed of the land of Egypt. And I had to look up that harness. And it says protected right there. Harnessed, protected, or cared for by God. That's what I got from it. Harnessed. The children of Israel went up protected and cared for by God because God led them into the wilderness. So he cut all of your resources off so you can look to him and know who the source is and know that you can make it as long as you got the source, even if you don't have those resources, because the source is more important. He's the source of life, period. Because whether you have those resources or not, whether you have those resources or not, it still don't stop the day. It still don't stop the night. It still don't stop the seasons from coming. You know what I'm talking about? So Exodus chapter 13, go to verse 20. It says, and they took their journey from Sukkoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day. See, told you. Recognize what's going on. God leading you. It ain't so bad being in the wilderness. Because we got church going on that's between me and God, my worship and praise going up to him. And he giving me these oracles. That's what church is for. You hear that pastor preaching, get them lively oracles that God has given him and to give to you. That's what it was for. And that's what it's still for. Because it's still much love and much more anointing, Father. Much more of your will be done to all the real churches that's still out here, even though we are the church. But yeah, the ones that's still getting together in fellowship, the real ones, man, not y'all fake ones. So verse 21 says, and the Lord went before them, the ones that's still being led by the Lord. We ain't going unless the Lord go before us and lead us there. The Lord went before them by day in the pillar, because he's a real leader. He ain't going to just send you out there. He going to lead you out there. I'm going to go before you and get all the stuff. Clear the whole. I'm going to blaze the trail. There it is again. Trailblaze. Blaze the trail. Get burn up all the serpents that's in the wilderness. I'm going to burn up all the dangers that's out there. All the scorpions. I'm talking about by the time you get there, it's going to be a clear path to me and you is what God is saying to us. Boy, I feel like preaching. So let's go. Exodus chapter 13, verse 21 says, and the Lord went before them. You ain't got to guess. All you got to do is follow the Lord. He went before them by day in a pillar of cloud. So he led them by a cloud, a big old cloud, right, by daytime. This is how he showed himself, all right, to them, to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire, some fire leading them at nighttime. That same cloud that led them in the day. And where a cloud be at? For the most part, it's in the sky right there. Okay, they say that, the mist. But anyway, the cloud is in the sky. He leading them by the cloud. The cloud moving in the daytime, that's when they move. The cloud staying still. In the daytime, they stand still. By night, it turned to fire. This is still God leading. God leads, I follow. Write that down. Say that out loud, too. God leads, I follow. I'm going to give you one more chance to say this. God leads, I follow. All right, exclamation point. I wrote it down and I said it. And I gave you a chance to see it. God leads. We follow him. So he led them in the daytime. And he led them in the daytime by a cloud. Now don't go out there and say, okay, let me see the cloud. I mean, even though, if he choose to lead and use them clouds, I'm saying, don't get surprised. I'm just saying. He led them by daytime. And then at night, he led them too. But it was fire. To give them light, to go by day and night, though. So, whether you're going at day, in the daytime, and whether you're going at nighttime, God's still awake, and God's still with you, and God's still leading you. You ain't got to be afraid of nothing. God leading you in the daytime, God leading you in the nighttime. What's happening? God leads, I follow. Verse 22 says, he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. You want God to be present with you and in your life every day. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Exodus chapter 14. Go over one chapter. Exodus chapter 14. Starting at verse 1. Reading verses 1 through 3. And then we're going to skip down to verse 14. Alright, so Exodus chapter 14. Verse 1 says, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal-Zephon. Before it shall you encamp by the sea. So encamp by the sea. Don't get thrown off by the names of it. All right? Encamp by the sea. Verse 3 says, for Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled. They tangled up. They caught up in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. He going to think you're stuck in the wilderness. That's why the devil want to show up and start pursuing you in the wilderness when God done cut all your resources off. But God cut them off so you can get focused on him and know that you can live without them resources as long as you got the source. You can live without those resources as long as you have the source. Yeah, the source where everything come from. He's the source of life. If you got him, you're good. So, here come the enemy. Yeah. They are caught up in the wilderness, but see, God the one letting them know in the first place. This is what he's going to say. He's going to think they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in, verse 3, Exodus chapter 14. That's what he's going to think. Right? The devil going to try to show up, right? But this time, he's going to get a right and a left. Pow, pow. Yeah, get both of them eyes blacked up when he show up this time. Yeah, because let's go. Let's go get more of this word. This is how we defeat the devil right here. Keeping our faith in God. Exodus chapter 14. Yeah, doing things God's way. Saying what God says. Exodus chapter 14, verse 14. Believing what God says. Look at verse 14. Write this one down. Circle this verse. Don't ever forget this one. Exodus chapter number 14, verse 14. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Who going to fight for you? The Lord. Told you. Yeah, Lord is a synonym for that. Spiritually, is warrior. Yeah, Lord Jesus, warrior Jesus. Yeah, the Lord's going to do what? Fight. Yeah. And when he say fight, he mean fight, shout it. Oh, he don't really mean, yes, he do. Forget that little soft stuff that the Christianity stuff go with. No, we looking at what the Bible says, the word of God. It's living. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Hold your peace and watch what God do for you. The Lord going to fight for you. He's the one leading you, right? All right, verse 14. Go to verse 19. Yeah, verse 19, Exodus chapter 14. Verse 19 says, and the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, the who? The angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed. So he moved and went behind them. God got your back. Ooh-wee. Leading you in the front. Now I got your back. I'm going to the back. I'm still here. But now I got to go get your back because here come the enemy. Oh, this is good. Exodus chapter 14, verse 19. And the angel of God, which went before them, the camp of Israel, he was in front of them, removed. He moved and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. God got your back, shouted. He'll never tell you to worry about what's behind you. He got your back. Leave that. He put on the whole armor of God. That protect all the front, but he got your back. You got to know that, man. You got to know that, woman. You got to know that, too. The next verse, Exodus chapter 14, verse 20, says, and it came between the camp of the Egyptians, came between the enemy, the camp of the Egyptians, representing the enemy, trying to attack, and the camp of Israel. That's God's people. Who God about to protect. And it was a cloud and darkness to them. But it gave light by night to these. So it's darkness to them, to your enemies. It's dark. But they don't know you in there with the angel. They try to bust in there and then meet God himself. And I'm like, oh boy, they be, I'm talking about they go come in there one way and go run out there nine ways. That's in your Bible too. They come at you one way, gonna flee seven, eight, nine, ten. Okay. However many ways, nine ways, seven ways. All nine of your lives, yeah. So, let me read verse 20 again. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians, representing the enemies, right? And the camp of Israel, representing you God's property, God's child, right? And it was a cloud and darkness to them, the enemy, but it gave light by night to us. We love God. So that the one came not near the other all the night. So they can't even see to get up in there. It's God doing this now. Verse 21 says, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. The S-E-A, the water, yep, the sea. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea dry land. It ain't even muddy. Made the sea dry land and the waters were divided. Split the waters for them, right? This real stuff going on, supernatural or spiritual, you know, the super God put his superpowers, his power with our natural situation here. That's why we call it supernatural. All right, verse 22 says, and the children of Israel went into the middle, the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. Supposed to be muddy, right? Not when God had it. You know, departed the sea for them. They went in the middle of the sea on dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Now, God be blindsided your enemies. He blind them. And then he let you still be over here giving you the lie of the oracle. See how God works. You ain't gonna never forget this again. That's Exodus chapter 14, ain't it? Let's keep reading, though. Verse number 22. And the children of Israel, that's God's people now, went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall. Yeah, forget an aquarium. This real stuff. Water is a wall. You still can touch the water and see the fish in there walking by. Well, I'm telling you, bro, where you think they get the aquarium ideas from? And they still ain't get it good enough because they got to keep that in glass or keep that behind something. God just used the water, just moved the water, blew the wind and moved the water up there and made the water stand up there with all the fish and whatever else, sharks, all that, octopus, jellyfish, whatever in there, walking by, seeing all that now. This your ancestors seeing this now. We got to go settle for a little aquarium that they want to charge you $50 million to get in that mug. But anyway, yeah, hallelujah. Exodus chapter 14. Yeah, see what God is saying. Let's see what God did. Verse 23 says, and the Egyptians pursued and went in after them. Okay, so your enemies. Look at the enemy, man. Trying to do what you do. Come on, bro. Somebody said, you can't do what I do, cuz. I'm the original. Yeah, we in God's hands. The Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, to the middle of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and all his horsemen, right? And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud and troubled the host of the Egyptians. So he looked through there, recognized they were trying to come through there, and he troubled them. How did he trouble them? Verse 25. Look at verse 25, Exodus chapter 14. Don't forget verse 14. The Lord going to fight for you. Now, Exodus chapter 14, verse 25, you see God fighting right here. And he took off their wheels, took off their chariot wheels. They ride through there. They getting the bricks. It's dry ground for his people to walk through, and it's safe. He blazed the trail for his people. Their enemies tried to pursue them, and now they it's so rough for them. They in the middle of the sea, and it's rough. It's breaking their wheels. They ride through there with their chariots back in the days, you know. The horses and the chariots and all that, they wheels getting tore up right now. That same dry ground, look at what it's doing to the enemies. Let's go. Exodus chapter number 14, when God fights for you. Exodus chapter 14, verse 25, and took off their chariot wheels. He did that. That they drove them heavily so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them. What? That's what your enemy's going to say. Man, let's leave them alone. Why? Because the Lord fighting for them against the... I like that right there. And they took, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, your enemy's saying, let us flee from the face of Israel. We can't mess with God's people no more, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians. That's what is going on now. We can't mess with God's people no more, because every time we try to go get at them, he show up. That right? What? Cuz more than conquerors through him. What y'all thought? Some of us believe this Bible. Some of us got to know God through this word, for real. All of us ain't rejecting Jesus up in here. Hallelujah. Some of us receive Jesus. Verse 26 says, and the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. So he done told they can't even escape. They wheels tow up and stuff, man. But they done came too far. The wheels tow up because they kept going. They ain't just take. He to the first crack, because you know the wheels was made out of wood back then, right? They didn't take heat to just the first crack when the bricks, I guess God let the bricks come up. Had them bricks in there for them, riding over bricks and some heavy rocks and tore up their little wood wheels. So not only that, now he's telling Moses to let the water down. Yeah. Stretch out your hand over the sea. Verse 26, Exodus chapter 14. That the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. About to crush your enemy, shout it. Yeah, you've been faithful, and they, your enemies, that's why we have to focus on God, because your enemies, all the opposition, be trying to get you not to focus on God, but you chose to focus on God. Now that you've done that, now watch God bust your enemies up. Yeah, crush them. Whatever opposition, if Satan is in the form of a human being, or if it was in the form of just trying to get your mind to think different, God about to bust all of it up. Whatever the opposition was, whatever the distraction was, or whoever, yeah, God crushing that. Mm-hmm. Crushing, Lord. Verse 27 says, and Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength. Yeah, man can't handle no sea. We big as whatever. Have you ever been to a beach? Go to a beach. Please go to a beach. Not a lake. I'm talking about a beach. Go to the coast somewhere and see how much water and see how little you are. Recognize how little you are and how little man really is. Because I'm talking about the beach. You can just see all that water in front of you. With your little bitty self, what you going to do with that? You can't even handle the water. And then that show you God, like, man, God is so much bigger, because we still right here and we only see this part of the water. As far as you can see is water, but it's still right there only on whatever state you're in. You see what I'm saying? Wherever you at, where you at, whatever coast you go to, still that coast. You can't see the other coast from here. Okay. Yeah, that's how big God is, though. God is bigger than that. Wow. So, back over here. Let's go see God kick some more butt over here, man. Finish kicking their butt. Verse 27, Exodus chapter 14. For all y'all think that God saw, gonna learn. You learning today. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength. When the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew. Who did it? The Lord overthrew. Not no army overthrew, no man-made army, a man-commanded army. The Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the middle of the sea. Verse 28 says, and the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the hosts of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. All your enemies, look around, they gone. Yeah, what is it? God done got rid of all of them. Look at it. I'm talking about, look at you. I'm talking, whoever listening, where your enemies at now? You ain't seen them lately. I ain't even know I had none. Yeah, God done crushed them. Because they messing with you. Why you trying to focus on him, cuz? And because that, and trying to listen to him, the Lord overthrew them. Wow. It says, there remained not so much as one of them. All your enemies gone. Yep. Verse 29, but the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left hand. On their left, they got to look like they was at the real aquarium that wasn't man-made. God made the water stand over here and be a wall. And without it splooshing on them or splashing or cracking or nothing, without glass. These mugs got to use glass. I know I done been to a couple of aquariums and stuff. All right. Exodus chapter number 14. Verse 30 says, thus the Lord saved Israel. Do what? The Lord saved Israel. Who did it? The Lord saved Israel. They didn't save themselves. They didn't rely on a government to save them, or a president, or a pharaoh, or nothing. No rich people, or nothing. The Lord saved Israel, the same Lord that's going to save Israel now. Israel is the ones that have faith in God and obey him. The Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead. They saw them dead upon the sea shore. Yeah, washed up dead. Just like some, you know, you ever seen, what is it? Let me see. I sprayed some raid on a bunch of ants. And then, you know, you walk by later and they be all dead, scattered up. So they seen people like this, though. Yeah, they seen people. They got killed by God's raid, put it like that. Scattered on the beach. They seen them. See, God ain't nothing to play with. Just because people modern day think he don't exist or think he's soft or whatever they want to think, you better get to know God for yourself. Stop listening to them. Recognize the Bible speaks for itself. This is the word of God. God speaks for himself. Jesus speaks for himself. The Holy Spirit speaks for himself. Just like you got to speak for yourself to God, the Father, to God, the Son, Jesus, to God, the Holy Spirit. Verse 31, Exodus chapter 14, then we're going on a break and we're coming back. We almost finished, but not quite yet. We about that, though. Yeah, we got real deep right quick. You know what I'm saying? We're getting that, though. Maybe about halfway finished. No, we more than halfway finished. But Exodus chapter 14, verse 31 says, and Israel saw that great work which the Lord did. Look at what the Lord has done. Recognize what the Lord has done for you. Recognize, realize. You can focus more on him now. He done knocked some whatever was troubling you, whatever was bothering you. We all be having problems. Problems don't discriminate whether you old or young. They don't care about your age or what color your skin is or nothing. We all face stuff like this, but then we got that God. And who override all that. So verse 31, and Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Now all that, y'all see, the whole thing we just read about God fighting, it kept referring to him as the Lord, right? I tell you, the Lord is the warrior. So next time you say Lord Jesus, just know a synonym for Lord is warrior Jesus. Yeah, you might can't see it in Google, but in the spirit, we just seen Lord, he fighting. He keeps saying the Lord. How many times did you say the Lord in the last verse we just read? Three times. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. So not only believe the Lord, but believe the ones that the Lord is using. Yeah, the Lord is definitely using when hip-hop meets the Christ. You know what I'm talking about? So we appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll be right back, man. We got some more scriptures. Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and give you this mix right here. Appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic, in the church, in the wilderness, with the angel. Man, we come back. Appreciate you.
Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these I will give you if you fall down and worship me.
You just want to use me.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, come on, Biz. You have two kids and a wife to worry about now. Wouldn't you like to be able to provide for your family? Do we have a deal?
I don't know what you reaching out your hand for. For I shake it, I break it, hit the grave, for I fake it. I will not accept payment to hand folk. Over to the devil, knowing Christ is a last hope. Surrounded by a bunch of gustos out of low cash. But I ain't selling my soul or my notepad. What you want me to do? Promote crack? Figured they wouldn't reject the noose if the rope black. So you make one a dealer, make the rest fiends. Make one a millionaire, make the rest bleed. Wanna see us hang, get a few good guys. Sit them in a bent coupe and make the noose look fly. I can't do it, I know what it feels like. Trying to fit a rap fantasy into my real life. Got a couple real homies doing real time. Trying to eat, now they being told when it's meal time. Why would I make that appealing to them? Why would I make rap appealing to them? And now you saying I'm the villain, cause I'm chilling. Trying to get this penicillin to them. And the message, I ain't quitting till it's been delivered to them.
I won't support the lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised.
What you want me to do? Stun on everybody. Fake it till I make it in front on everybody.
make them feel low, cause they don't got what I got. Like they ain't on my level, cause they don't rock what I rock. Tell them that I live a life they should wanna kill for. Still for, that's what you get in new jails built for. That's how you pick and choose who them records deal for. First one to tap dance, do a little hill coat. Trying to use poverty against them, like give them a Ferrari, they'll lie for you and then some. Throw a dress on, rock press on, help push the same sex laws and disrespect art. Heck no, what I look like trying to impress y'all. Homie, y'all either step off or get stepped on. They saying that I talk like I walk around with Teflon flesh on. For Christ, that's a line I'm willing to put my neck on. So grind head, Philistine, get the guillotine. Free rap from a slingshot to make you Timberline. Y'all deny the sun like Michael did Billy Jean. But your calendar is still based off limousine. Right, BC, before Christ, AD, Anno Domini, the year of the Lord, right? Beats and mocking, you confront about the knowledge y'all got. But every time you say the year, you acknowledge my God.
My I won't
God,
support God. The lie no more.
Yeshua the Christ.
I won't even try no more. Yes. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live.
Hallelujah.
I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more.
Y'all ready?
Hey, babe, tell the kids to keep it down. I'm recording.
Off tour,
yeah.
Back up in the lab again. Get to cooking, yup, going ham again. Flow like a battering ram or a man in a van crashing into they whack rapper sedan, cause I'm mad at them. Tell them it's a rap, welcome to the rap laminate. Sever the cabbage of any rapper, hell in the bath of me.
Yeah.
You can't stomach the subject matter we handle. If you did manage it, it'd probably shatter your abdomen, dog. I hear y'all sucking y'all teeth when you hear Christian rap like the son of God sweet. Boy, if I come at y'all, you know what I could've done to y'all. If I wanted, dog, wouldn't none of y'all eat.
Real talk.
Broken the game like a cat burglar, the rap Nat Turner with a habit to wrap circles around you. But you never heard of me, so I understand when you laugh. But just know I can murder these rap cats that you have heard of. The hardest part of this is not to bury you. Part of me don't want it, but the other part is daring you. Feeling froggy, take a leap like a skydiver. I promise I'ma catch your body like a parachute. You know how hard it is keeping it positive, even with God in it. If not, it'd be more people involved in it. Just know this not hip-hop in a lesser form. It's truth music, harder to make, but it's better for them. I could have been a villain, lucky you. But I'm over here chilling, lucky you. I could have been on that side, lucky you. But the flow got bad. Time. Lucky you. But if I just felt like they just had to know, and realize that if I wanted I could go, kill everything on that side. Lucky you. But the flow got baptized. Lucky you. Hi guys, I've arrived, it's me, the Bible guy. I was only trying to shine this little light of mine, trying to give sight to blind, trying to rewire minds line for line so they could be everything God designed. Why would guys try me like I couldn't if I decide to put them in dirt and give them this work 9 to 5? Rifle is the Eiffel, willing and ready to snipe at any guy you idolize, bombing like I am Mike Witt, Al-Qaeda type fist, kill a rival with this mic of mine, simple as pile driving a knife into a slice of pie, and not the MacGyver type, Michael Myers size, every line of beside this binder of mine could be homicide. See, I've been cool, but you've been doing too much lately, thinking you can play me like I'm some tuba and ukulele. Better watch how you be doing that newborn Jewish baby. I could do to you for him what Slim would do to you for Haley.
Don't do it.
I'm telling y'all, I've been hella calm lately. Don't get your head neck and all severed on AC. Reppin' God in heaven, y'all can never Kanye me. And you ain't got the answers, so you can never sway me. I still rep what I've been reppin', it's God's gang. I kill flesh with a big weapon, I'm John Wayne. God over money, boy, we don't come to work to play. Oh, you thought Christian rap was soft, you go learn today.
I could have been a villain, lucky you. But I'm over here chilling, lucky you. I could have been on that side, lucky you. But the flow got baptized, lucky you. If I just feel like they just had to know, and realize that if I wanted I could go, kill everything on that side, lucky you. But the flow got baptized, lucky you. Thank you.
Yeah. We up in here. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Lucky you. Yeah, ain't just when hip-hop out you. We ain't just out here without Christ. But this when hip-hop meets the Christ. Lucky you now. You ain't want to see me then. Oh. Yeah, I ain't want to see me then, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Lucky you. Today's topic, in the church, in the wilderness, with the angel. Hashtag God with us. We recognize, man, God just beat down all the enemies. Okay, and he do fight. He tore up some stuff like, bro, physical, too. Read your Bible, man. That's just a little something. That ain't all he do. All right, we're still in Exodus. Go to chapter 15 this time. Exodus chapter 15. And we're going to start off with verse 3. I'm on the mission to beat the clock. We got 18 minutes left on the live broadcast. So I'm on the mission to get it all in while we're live. So let's see. Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. Says, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. They go with Exodus chapter 14 and 14 right there. Mm-hmm. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Now he's letting you know the Lord is a man of war. Yeah, the Lord Jesus is a man of war. Uh-huh. The Lord is his name, all right? The Lord. Mm-hmm. The source. Exodus chapter 15, verse 3, one more time. The Lord is a man of war. He like to fight. The Lord is his name. He like to fight for you, too. Because, see, most of your enemies, you know they scared of you, right? Every time the devil comes, he try to attack you when you got your back turned. When you off guard or think you're off guard or what have you. Mm-hmm. Stay on guard. God got your back anyway, though. You feel me? Exodus chapter number 15, go to verse 18. Exodus 15, verse 18. It says, the Lord shall reign forever and ever. Yeah. Going on over here in the church in the wilderness with the angel. He's letting us know the Lord gonna fight for us and the Lord shall reign forever and ever. He ain't never going nowhere. Verse 19, for the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea. So he has an end. Pharaoh, he went into the sea. We seen that. And the Lord, he reigned forever. It says, and the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them, but the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea, in the middle of the sea, walking through that thing. Verse 20 says, and Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, which is the sister of Moses, and, you know, Moses and Aaron are brothers as well. So Miriam, she took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels or tambourines and with dances. They rejoicing because God got the victory. All right. And Miriam answered them, sing you to the Lord. Yeah, sing to the Lord. For he has triumphed gloriously. God just lets you know he got rid of all your enemies just in case you didn't know. If you didn't want to receive that, I receive it for myself. God let us know. You got rid of all my enemies. Thank you, Jesus. Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. Spectacular Jesus. That right? Spectacular God. Mm-hmm. Sing to the Lord. Get you one of them songs. What's your favorite gospel song right now? What you listening to in this season? Get ready to sing that unto God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 16. Next chapter. Exodus chapter 16. I tell you, I'm on a mission to beat this clock. But still, never rushing. Never rushing. Yeah, not rushing. And not rushing. Exodus chapter 16, verse 2 says, and the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Be careful. Yeah. Start trusting God in the wilderness. All right? Don't be murmuring and grumbling against God because he hear everything. Gotta be careful. So, and the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we have died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full, for you have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Now, wouldn't it be better if we died? That's what the people saying. Remember, they were rejecting Moses. A lot of people now reject the leaders of God right now. the leaders that God chose. Mm-hmm. They give these lively oracles. A lot of people reject them too. So their attitude was, wouldn't it be better for God to let us die by his hand in the land of Egypt? At least over there, we had flesh pots. We had food. Mm-hmm. We did eat now. We did eat bread to the full. They start thinking about the past. See, anytime you start thinking about the past, God gives you an opportunity to take your behind right back to the past if you want to. You know, he ain't nothing to play with. You can't appreciate him and you don't want to go forward with him. You know, you want to go back to the past. You know, Jesus told us, I got power to lay my life down. I got power to pick it up. Shoot. But I'm choosing to lay it down for God. What you going to do? We got the perfect example. I'm going to follow Jesus Christ. That's what I'm going to do. What about you? Exodus chapter 16. They talking about, wasn't it better back then? You eat bread. We had bread. We had bread. You done bought us out here to die of hunger. Because remember, you ain't got no resources out here. You're in the wilderness. You're going to get dependent on God. You done fought for him, but look, they done forgot that he done fought for him, huh? Two chapters later, verse number 4, though. Hold on, let me see where we at. Verse number 4, Exodus chapter 16, verse 4, says, then the Lord said unto Moses, behold, check it out, I will rain bread from heaven for you. What? Y'all want some bread? I'm going to rain bread from heaven. People be talking about, it ain't going to fall out the sky. Shoot. You right. It'll come through heaven, from heaven, though, through the sky. Look at what God said, man. I will rain bread from heaven for you. Yeah, however God got to make a way, he letting you know right now, if he got to do it, I'm doing it from heaven. I open up. I overrule the whole earth. I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day that I may prove or that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or no. So they starting to murmur. I'ma test them. But I'ma bring some bread. I'ma still do this super to they natural. You know what I'm talking about? I'ma prove. I'ma test them though. Verse 11 says, go to verse 11, Exodus chapter 16. Skip down to verse 11. Says, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, verse 12, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, speaking to them, saying, at evening you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. Flesh is meat. It's meat. You're going to eat the meat. You know what I'm talking about? So, because they started complain about the bread that God provided. Now they tired of the bread. First, we hungry. Then they want, you know, he provide the bread from heaven for them. They eat that. Now they want some meat. Can he provide meat? All right, bro, y'all don't know who y'all messing with. But anyway, let's go. Verse 13, Exodus chapter 16. Verse 13 says, and it came to pass that at evening, the quails came up. He gave them some top quality, didn't he? Quails came up and covered the camp. And in the morning, the dew lay round about the host. When Exodus chapter number 16, verse 14 says, and when the dew, D-E-W, that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. So God providing for them. Give them something to eat. Verse 15 says, and when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna. Manna. For they wist not or knew not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. Mm-hmm. Go out and let them eat angels' food. Manna. Provided from heaven. Let the dew fall, right? I guess the scientists had that part, right? The dew fall from heaven, because he said it's going to come from heaven. And then it says the dew went back up right here. D-E-W. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this Bible going to correct it. I believe it when the Bible says it. So the D-E-W went back up. And when the dew went back up to heaven, then they had some frost on the ground. What it says? A small round thing as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. Wow. And they called it manna. And Moses explained to them that this was the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. This is the bread that God does provide. That's what you got to know. Yeah, God does provide. Look at verse 31, Exodus chapter 16. Verse 31 says, and the house of Israel called the name thereof manna, and it was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. Yeah, a cookie from God, boy. Oh, a vanilla wafer, them good. I wonder if he make them. Yes, sir, that's what I'm talking about. A wafer with some honey, or they tried to bootleg it right there. See what I'm saying? They're always trying to do stuff. God gave wafers, and it says, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. Mm. Wow. Yeah, God provides. You see that? Mm-hmm. In the church. See what goes on in the church. There is worship from you to God. Yeah, that's what you go to church for. Mm-hmm. Not to see what everybody got on or not to present what you got on, but there is worship from you to God. There is praise from you to God in the church. This is why you go to church. This is why we go to church. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to go to church now, but make sure you worshiping and you praising God, though, regardless. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. While churches are shut and don't know what to do and confused and all that, this is the perfect time for you to recognize you are the church. Yeah, this is a perfect time for you to recognize you are the church. God doesn't dwell in temples made by man's hands, right? But he dwells in you. You are the temple of God. You are the church. Yes, we are the body of Christ, and Jesus is the head of the body. Go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. We wind them down. Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 14. Romans chapter 8. That's in the New Testament. It's over there. Starting at verse 14. We're going to read verses 14 through 19, then we go on somewhere else. So Romans chapter 8, verse 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Are you led by the Spirit of God? Then you belong to him. They are the sons of God. Ain't no male or female in him. And the show ain't no trans. Okay, anyway. For you have no you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Fear will keep you tied up and held back. You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Now, that don't mean don't be cautious. Just don't be fearful. But you have received the spirit of adoption, though, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We call God and get to know him as Abba, Father. That's just like saying dad or daddy or that's closeness, representing closeness to him. All right? Abba, Father. Verse 16 says, the Spirit itself bears witness. Not the people in the church bearing witness. The Spirit itself, God's Spirit itself bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. This ain't no religion, bro. I don't need your stamp of approval either, sister. You know what I'm talking about? The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Yeah, you don't need nobody approval either. You know what I'm talking about? The Spirit itself going to bear witness. Verse 17 says, and if children, then we are heirs of God as well, and joint heirs or inheritors, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him. Yeah, we got to suffer with him a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? He suffered too. It's so be that we suffer with him, that we may also, that we may be also glorified together. Next verse, verse 18, Romans chapter 8, verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Yeah, let God do his thing, man. For the earnest expectation of the creature waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. The creature itself waiting for your manifestation, for us to be led by the Spirit of God. You know what I'm talking about? All right, Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. Don't look like I'm going to beat this clock, but I'm getting there, though. Maybe go over, I say, 10 minutes, if that. All right, but Matthew chapter 4 right now. We almost there. We at the end, though. We are at the end. of the broadcasting at the end of the scriptures as well for this broadcast. So Matthew chapter 4, and then we go into 1 Timothy, and we'll be finished over there in 1 Timothy. There's a few places we got to go, but no whole chapters or 10 verses and all that. All right, Matthew chapter 4, look at verse 1, verse 10, and verse 11. That's what we're doing. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, verse 10, and verse 11. So Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 says, Then Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, right? Remember? You mentioned that earlier. Here go the scriptures for it. Verse number 10, though. It says, Then Jesus said unto him, Get you hence, Satan, or get out of my face, Satan. Yeah, you don't even belong talking to me. You ain't even right talking to me, cuz. Yeah. Get you here. Get you hence, or get away from me, Satan. For it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve, because Satan was trying to get Jesus to bow down and worship him. And Jesus said, Man, if you don't get out of my face, bruh. Matter of fact, he ain't say, If you don't get out. He said, Get out of my face. Yeah, get you hence. Yeah, go and get, Satan, for it is written. Yes, sir. That's what he said. Yes, sir. Go and get. Yes, sir. For it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God. I'm going to worship God, the Lord your God. We already seen the Lord now. He revealed himself as Lord of Satan. Yes, sir. You shall worship the Lord your God. Him only, and him only shall you serve. Verse 11 says, And the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Now the angels are about to surround us, because we done went through the suffering. You know what I'm saying? We done went through the curses. We done went through the devil bothering us. All right, now God say the blessings are upon you now. The angels are upon you now. The devil, the opposition, I got rid of them. They gone. Now here come the angels. The devil left him, verse 11, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. So don't be murmuring. You made it through. The angels are on your side now. They're coming. They're around you. All right? 1 Timothy. Hey, I'm about to get y'all up out of here. We got 1 minute left live on the broadcast. We appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We finna go over a little bit. You know what I'm saying? 1 Timothy. So it will cut off if you don't call in, and you can just go back and fast forward through and get the last 10 minutes of the broadcast or whatever. I'm saying. But the call-in number, 563-999-3702. In case you don't want to miss it, 563-999-3702. We're going to go over a little bit. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Starting right there. 1 Timothy chapter 3, we almost finished. I'm getting ready to close. Yes, sir. I'm getting ready to close. Yeah, I'm getting ready to close. As soon as I can find 1 Timothy up in here. Okay. Chapter 3, verse 16. Y'all ready? 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, brought forth in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of the angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up unto glory. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8 says, For bodily exercise profits little. Yeah, bodily exercise profits a little bit, and people be, I'm talking about killing that gym, don't they, if they go. And that membership be killing their pocket if they don't go. But all that, where do you work out? 7 days a week, 5 days a week, 3 days a week, 2 days a week, or 1 day a week, or whatever. Don't work out at all, but anyway. But exercise, though, so it is talking about the ones who work out. Bodily exercise profits little. Yeah, all the exercise profits just a little bit. But godliness is profitable unto all things. Godliness benefits your body and your spirit. Godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come as well. So it got promise of the life that now is, and it got promise of the life that is to come. That's how godliness, that's how much more godliness is profitable than the little bit of exercise that we do, that okay, the little bit of profit that we do. for our bodies. Because everything is meaningless, even all that working out. Yeah, you can stay in shape, you know, be in shape, all that. Mm-hmm. But it profits little. First Timothy, we got to go back to chapter 2, and then we're going to end over there in chapter 6. So First Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 says, for there is one God. There, I don't care what they say. You got to believe what he says. Believe what's in his word. For there is one that killed every religion. There is one God. All religions think they got the one God, right? But all of them talking about different gods. So, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men. There's one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. That's who the mediator is, whether you like it or not. Ain't number one God, and there's one mediator that we all got to go through, the high priest, Jesus the Christ. Thank you very much, Jesus the Christ. All right, verse 6 says, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. He gave himself a payment for all. He tasted that. That's why people, you know, we recognize, and you hear people say, Jesus died for you. Yeah, so you wouldn't have to. Yeah, you still got to leave this earth, but he died so you wouldn't be swallowed up by that second death. You wouldn't be separated from God forever. You see what I'm saying? So he gave himself a ransom for all, for everybody, to be testified in due time. So he coming back in due time. He will be back. First Timothy chapter 6. This is for you and me, getting up out of here. First Timothy chapter 6, we read in verses 6 through 8. First Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with contentment, knowing God and being grateful to him for what he provides and provided, that's great gain. Be grateful, for we brought nothing into this world. That's why that's great gain. You gotta remember, you ain't bring nothing in here. You just brought your little crying self up in this thing. That's it, by your naked self. You ain't even have no clothes on. Nah, go for all of us. For we brought nothing into this world. We ain't even bring ourselves in. God the one delivered you out of there, not no doctor either. But we brought, there's scriptures on it that says you the one brought me out of my mother's womb. You can Google that one. Your doctors want to take credit, but no. You the one. God delivered you out of your mother's womb. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Last but not least, verse 8. Remember this, circle it, write it down, take a picture of something. And having food and raiment, having food and clothes, let us be content. Having food and clothes, food and raiment, let us be therewith content. There are some good, powerful blessings and lessons learned in the church, in the wilderness, with the angel. Yeah, with God. He beat them enemies down, tear them up, and get rid of all your enemies. You get to know him as Lord. You get to depend on him and see him provide as the source when all your resources gone. Man, God got this. And then you get to get the blessings too. He provide. He fed them. Meat and bread. Ooh-wee. And gave them some water. We'll help out meet Christ. Well, so I want some juice. Yeah, it's made out of water too, ain't it? Holla at you. Appreciate everybody tuning in, man. Part 3 coming up next time. Yeah, that's in the fire. Praising God. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we know what's going on now. So now we can be in the fire, in the suffering, in the hard times, praising God, knowing he's working it out for our good like he did before. Holla at you. Peace.
Yeah. They say I'm confrontational. I want peace, just not at the cost of my silence. Speak
up. All through the hood, I keep hearing people saying
I'm supposed to die tonight. They can't destroy what they ain't built in the first place.
Yeah.
So I'm finna ride tonight.
I went from a truth seeker to truth speaker. Truth through the booth, your Bluetooth and your coupe speaker.
Yeah.
Run up in here, I cut an ear, I'm 2 Peter. I bucket fear, I chuck a spear like Lou Peter.
Yeah.
They love it here, I hate it here. They murder babies and pervert the children that make it here. It's getting crazy, everybody claiming they gangster here. And everybody feel it, but nobody is saying here. This God over money, so I say what I want, dog.
Yeah.
Your favorite rapper don't need to afraid. afraid to be broke, dog. You lose your career pissing in folk off. But you could call black women hoes and kill all the black men that you want, dog. And I don't care if you hate that, I could take that. Stop claiming you real knowing you hate that. Sad thing is how fast you could diss a black queen and turn around and walk on eggshells for a drag queen. Bizzle, this what you wanted?
I never came for the smoke. If you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'. You can't muzzle me, dog. I say what I want. And if you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'.
World full of fake news, nothing real about it. Put their agenda in the middle and just build around it. You don't use your own. They gon' flip the whole thing and trick you with a headline to tell you how to feel about it. Call a man a racist, you'll take what he said racially. Call him homophobic, you'll take what he said hatefully. They label it hate, you can't even disagree tastefully. To shake the label, you switch sides, it's mind slavery. These people are evil, don't eat what the media feeding you. Deceitful and wicked, they giving you lenses to see it through. Everybody lying, nobody willing to speak the truth like the Lord said it would be. Maybe we'll see him soon.
I never came for the smoke. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. You can't muzzle me, dog. I say what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'.
They tryna turn your little boy into a princess, and they ain't even gave him a chance to be a prince yet. They sick of gender telling you to let him clip his member. He can't even pick his bedtime, but he could pick his gender. They say that I ain't woke, I say they ignorant.
They ignorant.
See, I remember how the pilgrims did the Indians. Remember, they ain't just attack them, they befriended them. Gave them blankets full of diseases and ended them. Outrage, footage leaking every other week or two. So you don't see the blankets they sneaking you. They ain't gotta squeeze it. You. They feminizing your males and leading you into a lifestyle that won't allow you to reproduce. One black life gone, they'll march in the street with you. They hand you a blanket to say abortion is free for you. How else you gonna get ex-slaves to agree with you? To kill themselves, say you giving them the freedom to. Fizzle, let's wake them up.
I never came for the smoke. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it. You can't muzzle me, dog. I say what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'.
Streets taking blind steps, and every day they go astray, they use their minds less.
can't find their way home, but somehow seem to find death. Take a chance, I'm a real man to man up. Cause we all make mistakes, that's what man does. Let's teach them how to pray and set some standards, so they can know the truth of man come to ambush. If we don't get them, then they victims in the loomy life. Had their eyes mesmerized like it's movie night. Jesus Christ changed lives, gotta let them know. Can't give up on them now, don't let them go. Cause I know that.
Godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.